What happens if there are two people on the deed and one is deceased?
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, so before I answer that question, here is simply what we do. What we do is we buy houses low and we sell high, okay? How we sell depends. Sometimes we rent them out, sometimes we buy it to hold, sometimes we buy it to flip, sometimes we buy it to, you know, to partner with other people, joint venture, and sell them. Our target market are people with distressed properties, distressed owners, people with properties that they don't want any longer, okay? So we get in, we buy it. Sometimes they're owing a lot more than what the property is worth, okay? That means they're underwater. So we have to approach the bank, the mortgage bank, and negotiate with the bank what we call a short sale. When we negotiate a deal, we turn around, we sell it for a profit. We sell it for extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $82,000. And sometimes as simple as $5,000, and that's how we make profit. And we help a homeowner that's distressed get rid of a house. So let's go ahead and answer that question right now.
What happens if there are two people on the deed and one is deceased? Wanna know what happens for me personally? I tend to avoid that. Okay. However, I may not be avoiding it any longer. Okay, because there are ways to get around that, and there are ways to put systems together to deal with that. In that case, you'll be dealing with a probate type of situation. There are legalities around it. It depends on how sweet the deal is. Worst case scenario, if I can't do it, I don't know what to do with it, I'll go to the investors association meeting, and I'll bring on a partner, and we'll do it together. So I'm at a stage in life. I'm 36 years old. I don't just throw money away any longer. All right? So if I don't know how to do it, I bring on a partner to do it, okay? If it's not doable with a partner, then it's just simply not doable, okay? But it's a little bit of extra work in it, and that extra work can mean a lot of money for a partner, and they may not mind. So if somebody signs up, like, yeah, you know, my wife is diseased, and I bought her, like, okay, great, sign the documents, I'll put it on that contract still, and I'll get back to them on what the exact thing I need to do. Because I've been going to investors association meeting for 10 years now, I have relationships, okay? Before I send a couple of texts out, somebody would tell me who specializes in probate and things like that. And we will know if there's a way out. If not, no problem, okay? So that's my personal answer to that, okay? I deal mostly in own free and clear that I can wholesale immediately or fix and flip or short sales. That's things I would do personally. And it's better that you do your business and specialize in something too. Like, for example, a lot of you guys may just specialize in partnering with me on marketing because there's money in it already. If you want to learn all the details and stuff, feel free. But a lot of the learning is on the job. How do I know? That platform I showed you earlier where I was negotiating the short sale is the first time I'm using it. It's my 42nd and 43rd deal. There's something new. So you're learning on the job. But once you know the concept and you have experience in it, it's not really a big deal. You just follow along, okay? But I'm a little bit more comfortable because I've done it so many times. I have an idea what the loss mitigator at the bank is going to tell me. It comes down to one thing. They want as much money as they're going to get. They're going to do evaluation of the property and let a professional opinion tell them what they think is worth, and they'll negotiate with me based on that number. When the BPO of this house went back to them, the lady, the freaking lady, she was mean. She went back and told them that it's not worth $27,000. It's worth $131,000. That's why I'm up to $121,000. All right? So, but I'll still work it if there's room in it. If she came back and she said it's worth $300,000, I'm going to say she's crazy. I'll sit on it for 2-3 months before I reattempt again. In that case, we have to reorder another. So my point there is this. My point there is that I specialize in what I'm comfortable with, something I can do in my sleep. And I partner with other people in everything else. And even in the beginning, when I started short sales, I didn't do my first four sales or four deals by myself. because at that time I was not comfortable with it. I became comfortable with it because I was almost jobless. I was doing part-time with FedEx. If I was a full-time, if I was doing what we do right now, and I have two babies running around upstairs, I'm probably just going to keep partnering up with him, with my friend Anthony. All right? So just want to look at that. When you're scaling in business, it's always okay. It's always the best thing to partner. All right? Because 100% commission times zero equals to zero. All right, cool.
Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. www.raflipcoach.com. You'll be able to download my free PDF that show you exactly how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard. Hey, do you have cash? Do you have equity equivalent of $50,000 or more to invest in real estate for wealth building? Use our proprietary Estate Wealth System guide, which you can download for free at estatewealthsystem.com. That's estatewealthsystem.com. Hey, do you want my 6 steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in 6 simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Now, networkmarketing2show.com.